This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Security forces killed a protester, wounded 91 others in Baghdad Saturday as tens of thousands of Iraqis gathered in mass government protests in the capital and block roads leading to a major port. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
The protests that have swept Iraq for weeks are now the largest to hit that country since the era of Saddam Hussein. On Saturday, thousands blocked every road leading into the country's main seaport on the Gulf. Daylight demonstrations have been largely peaceful. Violence happens as the sun goes down. Overnight, security forces used live ammunition. More than 250 people have died since the protests began.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. At least 13 people were killed in a car bombing near a market Saturday in the northern Syrian border town of Tal Abyad. The ministry blamed the attack on the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Units, or YPG. That is the Kurdish component of the Syrian Democratic Forces, also known as the SDF. The ministry called on world leaders to take a stand against the YPG, which it's described as a cruel terror organization. Turkey has designated the YPG a terrorist group, while the U.S. considers it a key ally in the ongoing fight against the Islamic State. Islamic State claimed responsibility for an attack in northeastern Mali that killed at least 53 soldiers. That's a report from the group's news agency on Saturday. Mali government said that the soldiers and one civilian were killed in the attack on an army post in northern Mali. It is one of the deadliest strikes against the West African country's military in recent history. In September, nearly 40 soldiers were killed in two separate jihadist attacks on two military bases.